start our program. Salawat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي المكي المدني العبد المؤيد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أما بعد قال أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام في خطبة القاسعة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لبس العز والكبرياء واختارهما لنفسه دون خلقه وجعلهما حما وحرما على غيره واصطفاهما لجلاله. This is the night of the 19th of the holy month of Ramadan and the night in which our Mawla and first Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam was struck with the sword of the Mal'un Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim in Masjid al-Kufa in the fifth year of his Khilafat. And two nights later Mawla Amir al-Mu'uni alayhi salam passed away and left the Islamic world to grieve over the most tragic incident in history. The person who stood up for Islam and who maintained and preserved the religion of Islam after the Holy Prophet, and who explained the meanings of Islam after the Holy Prophet, which were unclear to the Muslims who had recently converted, and to many who had converted later. Imam alayhi salam's example of governance and his personality and the ulum and ma'arif, the great morals, the highest possible morals a human being can reach, he practiced them throughout his life. We mourn this occasion because we feel that our Imam is the biggest guide for us after the Holy Prophet of Islam, and that we have a lot to learn and a lot to practice in the light of what he taught us. In these three nights, tonight and two nights, following nights, I will try to speak about some issues for which Imam alayhi salam emphasized a lot. One of which is a very important moral issue, and that constitutes the subject of Imam's khutbah in Nahjul Balagha, the longest khutbah in Nahjul Balagha, which is called Khutbatul Qasi'ah. And this khutbah is all about kibr and khud buzur bini. And kibr is opposed to tawazu, the exact opposite of tawazu. A person who is humble, kibr is a person who is proud. Now kibr is when you consider yourself very high, very special, better than other people. When you show it in action, that is called takabbur. And of course kibr is the basis of takabbur and many other vices. Many of the social problems that have plagued the Islamic world and have been the major problem from the start of Islam was the kibr of Quraysh, the kibr of Jahiliyyah, and the kibr that had persisted even after the establishment of Islam, even after the demise of Holy Prophet. Kibr continued to be and still is the major the most serious problem that has caused the social and political problems as well as the moral and spiritual problems among people. And Imam alayhi salam starts this khutbah with this line. He praises Allah by this note, and that basically sets the tone for the khutbah. Well, Imam alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah, praise be upon Allah, Alladhi labisal izza wal kibriya. All praise be to Allah who wears the apparel of honor and dignity. Kibr is pride. Dignity is not a good translation. وَاخْتَارَهُمَا لِنَفْسِهِ. And he, Allah, chose Izz, right? Honor and kibr, pride, for himself. Now pride, the problem with translating Arabic words is that basically we don't have any equivalents. Arabic language cannot be translated into English, especially the language of Holy Quran and the language of Hadith. You can try to explain the meaning of that, but you can never translate. You can never translate it. Because no other language carries the qualities of Arabic language. The amount of depth it has. Allah chose kibr for himself. No one has the permission to be proud of himself. Only Allah, because He genuinely is the greatest. And He deserves to be the highest and supreme. And He can exercise that greatness and kibriyai, over all other people. Kibriya means being the greatest and knowing that you are the greatest and expressing that greatness to others. It is not zulm. Zulm is something when you remove things from their places. But when Allah truly belongs to the highest position of power and qudrat and ilm and every other possible quality and attribute, then He truly is the greatest, and kibr and kibriya belongs to Him. And no one can challenge Him in that. جَعَلَهُمَا حِمًا وَحَرَمًا عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. Allah made this pride, this kibr, right, as a sanctuary for Himself. That He said, no one is allowed to enter this zone which belongs to Me only. And He cursed the shaitan. وَجَعَلَ اللَّعْنَةَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ نَازَعَهُ فِيهِمَا مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. And Allah sent laid His curse upon those who challenged Him in Kibriya. They said, we are great too. We are big also. Whoever did munaza'a with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from among anyone, humans or jinns, then basically Allah sends His curse to anyone who challenged Allah in Kibriya. ثُمَّ اخْتَبَرَ بِذَلِكَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Then He tested the angels on the basis of whether they are proud or they are humble. Kibr and tawazu was the basis of examinations. All the examinations basically test which a person is humble and will submit, or is proud and will refuse to submit. ثُمَّ اخْتَبَرَ لِيَمِيزَ الْمُتَوَاضِعِينَ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Why, what is the basis of all the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done? لِيَمِيزَ الْمُتَوَاضِعِينَ. So that He will distinguish between the mutawazi and the mustakbir. That is the sole basis. فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَهُوَ الْعَالِمُ بِمُثْمَرَاتِ الْقُلُوبِ. And He said, subhanahu, and He is the one who knows what is hidden in the hearts of people. وَمَحْجُوبَاتِ الْغُيُوبِ. Right? And all that is hidden and concealed upon the human beings and even jinns and all other creations. إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ تِينٍ. He said, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ تِينٍ. He said, I'm going to create a bashar, a human being, from clay. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. When I created the form of the human being, and I blow my ruh into it, fatahu, so fall down in prostration before it. For such as al malaikatu, kulluhum ajma'un, all the angels fell down in prostration, illa iblis, except iblis. Iblis was not, now it may sound like he's an angel, but he was not an angel. Kana min al jinn, the Holy Quran also says. Iblis was a jinn. And jinn are not like angels, they're different. Illa iblis. اعترضته الحمية وفافتخر على آدم بخلقه. His vanity stood in his way. Vanity of Iblis stood in his way. Right? Prevented him from listening to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Now, I just want to talk about this, the beginning part of this khutbah, Khutbatul Qasi'ah. Because the kibr is, you know, really is a long and an important subject, but this Imam's whole khutbah is about kibr. And this beginning part, that he showed asabiyat, but ta'assaba alayhi li asli. For example, the Holy Prophet's khutbah that la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajami, for example. One source of pride has been, I'm Arab. Same pride could be, I'm Iranian, or I'm somebody else. Any source of pride, the Arab being an Arab has been actually specifically mentioned in the hadith, in the khutbah of Holy Prophet, in other places. Because Arabiyyat has been a source of pride in history. There have been other sources of pride also in history. So, ta'assaba alayhi li asli. But Iblis, ta'assaba. He said, he pointed at the creation of Adam alayhi salam. I have been created from fire and Adam has been created from clay. And that part was correct when he said Adam has been created for clay, and a very inferior quality clay, you know. Nothing to be really, you know, proud of, really, nothing. And comparing with that, Iblis saw that the fire was superior to the clay. Asabiyat was this prejudice. Came out of this. He made it an excuse. Fa'aduwullah imamul muta'assibin. The enemy of Allah is the leader of those who boast. Wasalaful mustakbirin, and the forerunner of the vain. Alladhi wada'a asas al asabiyyah. The root of asabiyyah and ta'assub is laid by Iblis. Whoever in humankind, whoever shows any pride over another person, right, he is the follower of shaitan and Iblis. Alladhi wada'a asas, the foundation was laid by Iblis. Wa naza'a Allah rida' al jabriyyah. Wa dara'a, and it goes on. And then Imam alayhi salam, he said, Allah tarawna, don't you see how Allah brought him down? Kayfa saghharahu Allah bitakabburih, because of his pride. How Allah brought him down, debased him. وَوَضَعَهُ بِتَرَفُعِهِ, because he was trying to hold himself up, Allah brought him down. فَجَعَلَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَذْحُورًا وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ السَّعِيرًا. The opposite of kibr is tawazu. The hadith says, مَنْ تَوَازَعَ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever is humble, Allah brings him up. And the opposite Imam mentions here, right? كَيْفَ سَغْرَهُ اللَّهُ بِتَكَبُّرِهِ. He held himself up against a challenge by not following one command of Allah and standing up and arguing and then giving a reason that he did qiyas also, right? He says qiyas, compared between clay and fire. He said the basis of the order should be this, and therefore I am superior. He applied qiyas in deen. The command of shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not based on qiyas, not based on analogies. It's based on knowledge of Allah and just a test of humility. Often, there may be maslahat in awamir, in the command there may be maslahat. Or there may be a mafsada in the nawahi. When Allah says don't do it, there may be a mafsada in there, right? But it doesn't have to be. There may be no maslahat and no mafsada, whatsoever, and still the order of Allah comes only to test the humility of, you know, humility of the people. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
There's no sound. And I'll just read one more line. وَلَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ آدَمَ. If Allah wanted to create Adam a.s. from a light whose glare would have dazzled the eyes, whose handsomeness would have amazed the wits, and whose smell would have caught the breath, He could have done so. Allah could have created Adam a.s. from the best quality material, from the light that would, you know, would people would not even be able to stand that light, such great light and fragrance and best of the material and everything. And in a form that would impress every viewer, you know. Just looking at Adam a.s. would have impressed them so much that they wouldn't have to, no one would have the option of challenging it at all. He could have done so. And if he had done so, people would have bowed to him in humility, and trial of the angels through him would have become easier. It would have been very easy to test anyone. If you say, okay, do sajda to this good looking, great, you know, beautiful, fragrant, you know, person over there, angels would have, Iblis, everyone would have fallen in sajda. No. Allah tests people from places they cannot imagine. That Imam mentions, وَلَوْ فَعَلَ لَظَلَّتْ لَهُ الْأَعْنَاقُ خَاضِعَةً وَلَخَفَّتْ الْبَلْوَى فِيهِ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. But the test would have become so much easier for the angels, and he had no intention of making the test easier, because the test is of tawazu and kibr, right? ولكن الله سبحانه يبتلي خلقه ببعض ما يجهلون أصله. But Allah the Glorified tries His creatures by means of those things whose real nature they do not know, in order to distinguish good and bad from them through the trial. تمييزا بالاختبار لهم ونفيا للاستكبار عنهم وإبعادا للخيلاء منهم. Just to test, you know, to take out whatever is left of pride in the person, to destroy and crush the pride. This has been done. And you see, in the light of this, you ask yourself, well, why, although Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was the highest of, best of people in his time, best of all the people, and still his people disobeyed him. What was the basis of that? Didn't they know who Imam alayhi salam is? How great he is? Right. Allah tested him. Right. Those who were rich and wealthy and popular and influential in this time, people followed them. And he did not commit any aggression against the people. He did not rule by force. He did not bribe people. He did not punish his opponents before, like on suspicion. He did not punish them or kill them on suspicion, right? Because, and they turned against him. This was the test of arrogance of the society, that they were so arrogant they couldn't see a person, a human being ruling over them. So they would listen if there was a person who would crush them and use force against them and torture them, they would listen to him. Either bribe or you know, greed. Either through enticement, through giving money, or through threats and fear, they would obey. But Imam alayhi salam, this is the sign of arrogant people. Arrogance and is a sign of basically haqarat. You know? A person who stands up and shows pride actually is haqir. Asl and foundation of every arrogance is actually jahl and naqs. It's not the greatness. The foundation of kibr is not greatness or azamat. The foundation of whenever a person tries to show arrogance against another human being is to cover his own defects. Yes? cover up his own losses and shortcomings. That's what a person actually does. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam treated people, even the person who was ready to assassinate him, to kill him, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam treated him as anyone else. And his heart was feeling the pain of the azab of this person that he will put in himself through because of the crime he's going to commit. Imam would give him more, of course justly, but he would not leave anything, any need of this person who was about to kill him. You know, he would not overlook any of that. Imam alayhi salam, he found himself on this night, the holy month of Ramadan, and this is a month where you see that he was spending his days. Iftar, he would be at one of his children's homes, either Zainab or Umm Kulsoom or Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein. He would be in one of their homes and doing iftar, and that night he was at the house of Umm Kulsoom, and the iftar was brought to Imam alayhi salam. The iftar made up of piece of, you know, wheat, barley, jaw, and some salt, and some milk. When Imam alayhi salam saw this food in front of him, he started crying. He remembered the life and the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, after tears came into his eye, he said to his daughter, "That reminds me, I remember the life. Don't you know that I follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, and I never have more than one thing in my food, when in my meal I don't have. So bread, so pick up one of these things." So Imam had that dry piece of bread with salt that night. After taking a few bites of that, he got up and started praying. And that night he would stay up and would come out and look at the stars. And he said, "Ma kadhibtu wa la kuzibtu. I am not lying, and I have not been lied to, that this is the night of my shahadat." And he constantly kept saying, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." You know, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim." Umm Kulsoom said, "Father, if you know this is your night of shahadat, then stay home. Someone else will go and do salat for you in your place in masjid." Imam said, "There is no escape from the qaza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Imam alayhi salam went to the masjid, woke everyone up, and Muhaddith al-Qumbi writes, Imam went on top of the Masjid al-Kufa and called the azan, and every house in the city of Kufa heard the voice of Imam alayhi salam. Imam was the guardian for all the masakeen, all the widows in the city. Right? It's narrated that Imam alayhi salam, when he was laid to rest, and Imam Hassan alayhi salam was coming back, he saw people crying, and a blind person crying. Imam asked him, he said, "One person, someone used to come every night, and I'm blind and old, used to come and feed me every night. He has stopped coming for 3 nights. And Imam cried and remembered that this was my father Amir al-Mu'mineen, who used to come every night and feed the poor people and provide food and help to the widows and the orphans who no one cared about. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, on this night, as he was offering Salatul Layl in the Masjid al-Kufa, in the month of Ramadan, in Laylatul Awwal Layal al-Qadr, the most sacred and the most holiest time of the year, that night, Imam alayhi salam, he came to offer his Salatul Fajr, and in the Jama'at, as Imam of Jama'at, in Masjid al-Kufa, one of the four sacred places of Islam on earth, in the state of Sajda, he was attacked by one of the Khawarij, who stood up and said, "La hukma illa Allah. Ali, you don't have an authority, and they have authority to kill Imam alayhi salam. They have the authority to commit aggression, and they are saying that you don't have authority over Islam. The person who the Holy Prophet of Islam appointed as his successor and praised him all his life, and they are completely ignorant of that." When Imam was hit upon the wound that was left by Amr ibn Abd al-Wadd in the battle of Khandaq. Imam alayhi salam said, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. And he fell down, his head was bleeding, and he asked Imam Hassan alayhi salam to complete the salat in his place. And then he said, Ibn Muljim, the son of Yahudiya, has killed me, arrest him. And people ran after him, and when they brought him, Imam asked him, Ibn Muljim, tell me, was I not a good Imam for you? Did I commit any wrong against you for which you have killed me? And Ibn Muljim is a person who knew, you know, he was overcome by his arrogance and his ignorance and the hope of his dunya and whatever else was going on in his head, knowing that what he is doing will take him to hellfire. أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْكِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. You know, will you take out the person who is in hellfire? Are you going to guide the person who is already dead? أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Oh Allah, increase the ajr of all the mu'mineen, as zuwar of Imam Ali alayhi salam tonight. Oh Allah, make us among people who honor this night and who pray and who remember you. Oh Allah, protect our ulama Rabbani and our holy places, especially Najaf and Karbala and all holy places of Islam. Salawat.